hair. Looking good, Tyler.
Welcome to Junkyard Wars. It's that time again, where we ask two teams of energetic engineers to make mad machines out of junk in just 10 hours. Today, we're asking our teams to thrust their way through to the semifinals by making jet-propelled three-wheeled dragsters.
That's real jet engines fashioned from junk. And if they succeed, the team's junkyard jet trikes will fire up, then roar down this track in three turbocharged time trials. The team who records the single fastest time will burn their way through to the semifinals.
Brazen in blue are Los Angeles manic mechanics, the Auto Amigos.
I'm Guillermo Gomez. I go by the name of Junior. My teammates are Ralph and Sergio. I'm the captain of Auto Amigos. We've been friends for a long time. We get together on the weekends, fix cars.
Junior basically is going to tell us what we need. Ralph and I will gather up things.
The Auto Amigos is going to kick ass.
Aiding the Amigos all the way from Toronto is jet engine expert Mark Nye. He can bolt them on boats, but he's never tried trikes.
Mellow in yellow from the Great Lakes, it's autocross racers, the Dirty Drivers.
Hi, I'm Jen Meredith. I'm captain of the Dirty Drivers. Also on my team are Karen Chalahowski and Sam Collier.
Jen Meredith and I race together.
Building, designing, brackets, fabricating. There isn't much we haven't done.
We have a lot of fun when we race.
We're going to win!
There's no doubt.
We're the Dirty Drivers!
Helping to dig the drivers out of the dirt is Chris Krug. He builds jet carts, but can he cope with junk parts?
Dirty Drivers!
Yeah.
All right. Auto Amigos!
Yeah!
James, you two both know a thing or two about engines.
Yeah.
Which is a very good thing, because today we want you to build lightweight, tricked-out tricycles.
Yeah.
Then we want you to add jet engines to speed you down a 1/8-mile drag strip.
You're going to have 10 hours to build these dragsters from the time that that big hunk of metal crushes that really unfortunate little car. Are you ready?
Yeah!
All jet engines work on the same principle. A fan or compressor at the front pulls air into a combustion chamber where it's mixed with fuel and ignited. This causes it to expand rapidly, and a jet of hot gas streams out of the back of the engine, thrusting the machine forward.
All right, expert. What are we doing?
Well, we got to build the jet engine, and then we got to build a lightweight vehicle. For the jet engine, I want to get a big truck turbocharger that has most of the parts of a jet engine. All we have to do is add a combustion chamber to it. Once we get that jet engine together, we need a lightweight vehicle, and then hopefully we'll be heading down the drag strip with some good speed.
The core of the Dirty Driver's gas turbine engine will be a turbocharger from a junked diesel truck. It contains two connected fans. The first will bring air in and then channel it into a combustion chamber made from an old muffler. They'll add propane gas and ignite the gas-air mixture. The expanding hot gases will be funneled back through the turbo and spew out the back, creating true jet power. As the gases exit, they'll rotate the second fan, which will keep the first fan rotating, pulling in more air. The engine should be light enough to be mounted on a tricycle constructed of old bikes.
We need some large tubing and some small tubing to build a combustion chamber for the jet engine. We need some steel plate to make some flanges. And we need a big turbocharger.
You actually expect us to build the jet?
We're going to build a thermojet, which is not a true turbojet engine per se, but it will be a jet-powered vehicle. We're going to have some kind of a very strong industrial blower or a very large institutional refrigeration compressor or a big leaf blower or something that we can blow a large mass of air.
their thermojet engine, the Auto Amigos plan to mount a huge ventilator fan at the head of a combustion chamber made out of oil barrels. They'll power it with a huge V6 motor, and it'll pull air into the barrel chamber, where it'll be mixed with gasoline and ignited. The expanding hot gases will rush out of a nozzle at the back, giving them jet propulsion. They'll get lots of power, but it'll be heavy. So they'll need to make a strong, sturdy trike to support it.
If we can get the kind of fan that I'd like to see, we should be able to go with a V6 engine. We're going to need a trailer axle for the back.
And those drums. We got to see if we can find those drums, too.
Motorcycle front end.
Who's going to be driving this thing? Not me, huh?
This is going to kick butt big time.
We know what we need?
Yeah.
Let's go get them.
Woo! You guys ready for this?
Yeah, we're ready, man. Let's go. All right, let's go. Hurry up. You got it. Hurry up. Come on, honey. Get on that bike. Let's go. Hurry up. Come on, guys.
Jet-propelled junkyard engines give me a big headache.
It doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, I envision parts flying off everywhere and me standing there.
Both teams are searching for special scrap.
We really need that turbo. We need to get going.
You gotta really find a real strong fan.
Okay. How difficult is this going to be to make a jet engine out of junk?
If you have the right pieces, nothing.
I can't seem to find a fan.
Hey, Shorty. Do you have any experience with jet engines?
Not much at all.
Turbo first, guys.
Can't find it.
All right, keep looking. Turbo first.
Oh, where is the fan?
Sammy!
On a bike.
A lot of tubing, but no turbos or valves.
Even the dirty driver's fittings for their trike frame are faulty.
These tires are shot. You know, the rims are probably okay.
Find a bike over here.
It looks really good.
At least the Amigos have found a front end for their trike.
Tell them we got the good tire. You think this will be good enough?
Where did you find that?
Brakes are good. Brakes are really good.
Back in? No problem. Okay, see you guys there.
The teams are successfully scrounging scrap for their three-wheeled chariots, but nobody is making progress on propulsion.
Hard time trying to find any turbo anything.
Keep going. Keep going. Let's keep doing it.
So, both teams are digging through the dump to get junk for their jet trikes. But who'll find the first-class fittings? Keep watching to find out.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, the show that guarantees more heavy metal than an Ozzy Osbourne concert. Our two gangs of gearheads have just 10 hours to build jet-propelled trikes out of junk. Yeah.
California car mechanics, the Auto Amigos, are building a thermojet engine. They'll use the bike wheels and handlebars for the front of their trike, but they're still missing jet engine parts.
What do you guys got? I think we got the three drums already.
Okay, you got the three drums?
And you get any luck with the fan?
Nothing with the fan yet. A fan, Sergio, we need a fan.
Try to find that turbo. That's the most important thing.
Great Lake Racers, the dirty drivers, are hoping for a turbojet. They've got reams of rusty bicycles, but need a turbocharger before they can get jet-propelled.
Help me out with this turbocharger and those valves you want. Don't seem to be any available. You sure we gotta have a turbo?
Gotta have a turbo. Keep looking. It's probably buried somewhere.
Good point. We'll keep looking.
I'm just gonna gently remove these axles. The bigger the hammer, the faster the pieces will come out.
Amigo expert Mark is frustrated. He's anxious to start tooling his thermojet.
There, you dirty dog.
Oh, hold on. I got a battery. I don't want you to make me carry this battery all the way up there.
It's all down to scavengers Ralph and Shorty. They're piling up the parts.
Yes, barrels!
But so far, haven't found the essential ingredient, a giant fan.
I don't know about these tires. We're going to have to try to find some better tires. Yeah. These might not be safe.
The dirty drivers aren't happy with their lot either.
Jen, I got to come back in for a little bit. We still haven't found that turbo. I'm real sorry about it, but we got some other stuff that might be useful. Coming back in.
What's going on? There's nothing going on.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of parts for our thing anyway, so.
Yeah. What's your plan?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a turbocharger from a truck.
Right.
And we're going to build a combustion chamber for it.
Okay.
Then we'll have our jet engine. The thing is the turbocharger is heavy, and it's not a very efficient jet engine. To make up for the inefficiency, we're just going to try to build as lightweight vehicle as possible with the least amount of rolling resistance.
The core of the Dirty Driver's gas turbine engine will be a turbocharger.
It contains two connected fans. The first will pull air in, then channel it into a combustion chamber made from an old muffler. They'll add propane gas and use a spark plug to ignite the gas-air mixture. The expanding hot gases will be funneled back through the turbocharger and spew out the back, creating true jet power. The exiting gases will rotate the second fan, which in turn will rotate the first fan, bringing in more air. The process will repeat and be self-sustaining. It's a complicated build, and it all depends on a working turbocharger.
Yeah, we want power. The bigger the turbocharger, the more power we can make. I hope we can get this done in time, because if we have enough time, I want to build an afterburner. That'll make the show.
Out in the yard, amigo scavenger Ralph has found an engine. They could use this to turn their missing fan.
I think we got a good one. We got a good engine.
Captain Junior and Expert Mark are stripping down the motorcycle that will be the front of their trike.
How's it going, Junior? Mark, how's
going
it going?
Going good. Got our bike frame here. So this is going to give us our steering, our brakes, and the boys have found a good engine, a runner in the yard.
The V6 motor will power their missing industrial fan, which they'll mount at the head of a combustion chamber made from old oil barrels. Air will be drawn into the barrel chamber, mixed with gasoline, and then ignited. The expanding hot gases will rush out of a nozzle at the back, giving them jet propulsion. Their thermojet engine will have plenty of power, but it will be heavy, so the frame must be sturdy enough to support it. Junior, can you give me a visual of what this is going to look like when it's complete?
It's going to be a boat like this.
All right. Oh, all right, I see. One long tube like that. Okay.
With that axle right about here.
Okay. What's top speed going to be for your vehicle?
I'm hoping for 40 or 30 miles an hour. It would be nice.
We need the turbo.
The dirty drivers are stalled in park.
We're working hard, man. I'm telling you, it's hard out there. I've been climbing all over stuff like you wouldn't believe.
You guys,
any ideas?
I've been picking through, climbing over, looking inside, Jen. There is a lot of stuff out there, and we're really trying.
Yeah, without a turbo, our plan is trash.
You know what? It is hot. I'm tired. These shoes are hurting my feet, and it is really difficult to find anything out there. It's pissing me off.
Amigo scavengers Ralph and Shorty are liberating the V6 engine, but they're still missing their major component.
We need that fan. Nothing happens without a fan.
Okay, we're going to work with the engine, then we go with the fan. Anything else hooked up?
It's out.
All right, Ralph. How's it look? Look good?
It's in good condition.
You got the carburetor, the linkage, and all that?
Carburetor and everything's on there. Okay, coming in.
Here we go. Here's a pump.
I can check my makeup. Looking really good, aren't I?
Hey, Karen. Karen, I got it.
Yeah.
It's a turbo, man.
Yeah.
Hold this hood up here.
Got it.
It's heavy.
Woohoo! Come on in. Bring it in.
Got it. Let's go.
All right. Let's get it in here and get working on it.
Back in business.
Get to work, pal.
The turbo is beautiful. We're going to make some serious power with this thing.
All right, guys, you guys like it?
Unfortunately, the Auto Amigos are only halfway there.
It runs.
It runs. Yes. We heard it run.
But we don't know if it's going to run again. But I got to go out and get the plan, guys. Sergio, let's go.
Jet engines had a long and difficult birth. British engineer Frank Whittle spent 11 years trying to convince a skeptical world that he could power an airplane by jet propulsion. At last, in 1941, the first British jet took off for a historic 17-minute flight. Whittle's invention was the mother of all modern jet engines. Today's prototypes are tested far out in the desert at NASA Dryden's Research Center in California. Aerospace engineer Kimberly Enix decides whether these experimental jet engines are safe to be put on planes. She's today's judge.
Hi. How are you?
Very good. Welcome to the throne of junk.
Why, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What about the difference between a jet engine and, say, a gas combustion engine?
With a jet engine, it is based off of Sir Isaac Newton's third law of motion. Mm-hmm. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And that's basically your jet engine. You get that engine going by pulling in the air, combusting the air-fuel mixture, and sending the exhaust gases out the back. And however fast that gas is going is however fast you will get propelled forward.
Let's take a look at our two designs, because they are very different.
Okay, the Automeagles have a thermojet. And this machine is not quite a pure jet engine in that they're actually using a car engine to turn the fan.
Right. Let's go over to the Dirty Drivers in yellow. They've got a completely different idea going on.
They have a turbo machine. And basically, it's going to be almost a pure jet engine. Once it gets going and they get combustion, then the turbine will actually keep itself sustaining.
Based on the build and where we are right now, do you go with the Automeagles or do you go with the Dirty Drivers?
You know, my heart's with the jet engine, so the Dirty Drivers.
That's as good a choice as any at this point.
Okay.
Out in the yard, the Dirty Driver scavengers may have found a combustion chamber, but they'll need approval from their expert. Chris is busy in the bay cutting down an old muffler for their airflow tube, while Captain Jen is making flanges. He's a stickler for detail.
Drill the four holes and then try to make an opening like that. If the opening's a little bit bigger, that's okay.
It's crunch time for Karen in her combustion chamber. Chris is not impressed.
We'll just toss it over here.
Yeah, we'll keep it for now.
All right. Thanks.
It has to be around here somewhere. I gotta find that fan, man.
Amigo scavengers Shorty and Ralph are still searching for their missing link.
I think we got it. Yep. Hey, we found it.
But will it match their experts' high specifications?
Coming in with the fan. Hi, sweetie.
Bunch of junk.
The fan.
It's here,
finally,
guys. Finally
we
found
got
it.
Some nice looking fan here.
You think this will work?
Yes.
Huh? All right.
Yes. Beautiful.
We got it. All right.
May I have your attention, please, teams? Listen up. This is your six-hour time call. 6 hours. Time to panic.
We better get moving.
Expert Chris is still praying for a combustion chamber.
Mistress Karen.
Yes, sir.
Look what I found.
Out in the yard, there's some kind of miracle.
Hopefully that's what he wants.
We're going to use it, man. That's good.
Okay, we got this done here.
Left turn. You know, we've had a lot of people carry blue barrels on this show. Please tell me there's a reason.
This is our first mock-up of all the components.
Okay.
Got the bike frame for the front. We've got the V6 engine that's going to drive the fan.
What kind of mass are we going to get out of that big, beefy engine?
Well, I'm hoping to get around 12 to 15 pounds of air per second flowing through this.
Okay, now give me some kind of measuring stick, something you can compare that to.
Well, that'd empty your whole house in just a few seconds.
Okay, that's fast. Yeah. That's pretty fast, yeah.
The Dirty Drivers are moving as fast as they can. Sam and Karen are working on the trike frame, and Chris and Jen are coping with the combustion chamber. Dirty Drivers, how's it going?
It's going.
Tough.
It's going.
So give me a visual of what your machine's going to look like here.
Traditional tricycle.
Tricycle, only a little wider than what you would naturally see, because we need someone to be seated approximately right where Sam's standing.
Right.
We're going to have a wheel in the front, two wheels in the back.
And we don't have a place for the guy to roll and hang on to it all.
How fast do you think you'll be able to do the eighth mile?
Faster than them, that's all we need!
The Automeagles are speeding ahead on their trike, but they've yet to get started on their thermojet engine.
And Dirty Drivers expert Chris can't get his turbojet out of his head. Okay.
With me?
I'm with you.
Go for it.
So, the day is half done and both teams are lagging behind. Will they be able to kick in the afterburners and pick up the pace? Stick around and find out.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where our two teams are struggling to make jet engines from junk in just 10 hours.
Let's start welding, man. Let's get
the Automeagles are building a thermojet. They're positioning fuel injectors around the back of their fan.
Short, long, all the way around.
The Dirty Drivers are going for a turbojet. Karen is making a trike out of old bicycles, and Sam has found the final piece of their puzzle. It's the flame tube, which will keep their fire burning.
Use this one. This one's a little bit bigger. We'll get more power out of it. That's perfect, man.
This is your four-hour time check. 4 hours remaining, team.
Time to go to work.
And we're set.
The Amigos are already at work.
Oh, come to mama. Looks like a turbine from a plane, of course. Look at it. That is going to kick some serious butt.
What do you know? This thing's taller than me already.
They've now gained a giant combustion chamber.
Dirty driver expert Chris is working on his flame tube. He'll have to cut it down and drill it full of holes for it to be effective.
Now, let's see.
In a jet engine, the flame tube is critical. When the fast-moving, high-pressure air enters the combustion chamber, there's a danger that it will blow out the flame. The solution is to surround the burner with a perforated tube. The holes slow the air down enough to keep the fire lit, at the same time allowing it to mix with the hot gases from the fire. However, if expert Chris doesn't get the hole size correct, they could be in a whole lot of trouble.
I hope this thing works, because this is what's got to light the fire.
The Auto Amigos have a fire under them. Captain Junior and expert Mark are working on the combustion chamber. Ralph and Shorty are stripping down the V6 engine.
Hey, Mark, let's see what you got.
This blower, this is the business end of our project. So this, we're going to spin this fan here at about 5,500 RPM. And then right immediately behind, we're using this rear frame of the fan as a fuel manifold. We've got some spray bars in there, 18 spray bars.
The spray bars are evenly distributed around the fan. They feed fuel into the combustion chamber, where the air-fuel mixture is ignited. The more fuel they spray in, the bigger the bang, and the faster they'll go.
Three. Time flies are remaining. That can only mean one thing. That you only have 3 hours remaining, team.
3 hours?
3 hours?
We can do it.
3 hours. We got to get the engine mounted, the wiring done, fuel system. Man.
We just don't have the time to do what we really want to do.
The dirty drivers are feeling the pressure.
Man, I'll tell you, Jen, this has been rough. This has been rough.
I know. You guys are doing a great job, though.
Yeah, we don't hardly have anything done. And okay. Not as much as we want, that's for sure.
I know.
Let's take a look at the Auto Amigos right now.
Well, I like their uniqueness and that. And no, it's not a full jet engine, but the biggest part was the fan and the combustion. Well, they've got that nailed, and that's almost together, so they're doing great with time.
They're dirty drivers,
however,
on the other hand.
My jet engine I'm concerned about.
Okay.
Okay, the combustor's not done. And I think I said, no blow, no go. My other concern is the frame.
Okay.
With the amount of power that is going to come out of that thing, if they get it started, is that frame going to be able to handle it? That is the rickety-est looking frame I've ever seen.
I was going to say, it is a rinky-dink little
frame. Yeah, even if they get the thing going, is it going to make it down the track?
If you were to put your money on one of them right now, where would it be?
Auto Amigos.
Oh, mamma mia!
The Amigos are lining up the pieces of their machine.
Ralph, give me a hand over here.
It's a tall order for Shorty.
I'm short and not that strong either. We're awfully close to the back here.
And expert Mark can't resist taking the hot seat.
You guys out of your minds or what?
Hey, we look good on it.
Fuel on, ignition, blast off.
But he's still got a long way to go.
Okay.
The dirty drivers have even further to go. Expert Chris has all the parts for his jet engine, but he's yet to fit them together. Karen and Sam are still struggling to stay in the frame.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going?
Good, good. I think the most important question here really is, how's it going with you?
This is a lot of hard work.
I'll tell you.
A lot of hard work. It's getting hot.
Now, this is the front of the... Not the dragster.
This is the back. Rear.
The rear.
That would be the front. It's a tricycle.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. Any concerns that it might be, it might be a little bit flimsy?
Not at all.
You got a jet engine on the back end of this thing.
Yeah, it's only going in one direction.
It doesn't have lateral force. It has.
Yeah.
We ain't got to do roundy round with it.
After the frame is done, what's next to do for you guys?
Just mount what the other team members have been building.
Yeah,
and then we just got to give them a place
mechanism.
To mount it.
Yeah.
It's a lot closer than you think. It's going to come together, but we just got to keep hustling.
Auto Amigo expert Mark is worried that their frame is crooked.
This side's got to come up.
Careful, guys. Grind it.
Hold on now. So we're going to have to really... We're going to have to just kind of scab this thing on. If it's not straight, then...
That looks straight there.
That's what I say.
Okay. That's a tiny bit too much. We're just going to give it a smack with a hammer so that I can see how much it moves.
You're making this too perfect.
time is just jetting by. This is your 2 hour time check. 2 hours remaining.
Don't believe it.
Why so much?
I need more than 2 hours, man.
We need 22 hours.
We're almost done with the turbine. All we got to do is get this compressor feed pipe done.
Okay. Dirty driver expert Chris is in command. There's tons of teamwork. Karen and Sam are on frames. Jen is at the cutting edge. But Chris is the only one capable of building their turbojet engine.
Hey, we may have to raise this just a tad.
All right, dirty drivers.
Well, at least they've got a chair in.
Okay. They are very short on time, and the compressor is not together, the actual turbine, and I think they were trying to put in an afterburner.
Right.
No, I don't see that anywhere. I don't even see the afterburner. And getting it hooked up to the frame, I mean, it's got to go to get hooked up to the frame.
And then?
Test. See if it works.
Yeah.
And start welding things up.
Wait, it would appear from this vantage point that the Auto Amigos are pretty close to being done. Now, are they, or?
Oh, no, not even. Nothing is welded together. The drive shaft is not completely connected, and without that drive shaft, nothing's going anywhere.
That's right.
That's right. No blow, no go.
Right.
So they need to cool it. The radiator is not connected. I don't know that they're going to go anywhere right now.
I know.
Dirty driver expert Chris is mounting his turbo. It's a delicate operation.
All right.
Stop rocking the boat for a second.
Yeah, but I just thought you could just weld to this piece right there. That's it.
Sun is starting to set. You know what that means?
How are the dirty drivers doing?
Dirty drivers are having a dirty old time over there. I gotta be honest with you. But things are getting done. Frame, almost done. Engine, done. Now it's just a question of putting it together in very little amount of time.
What about the Amigos?
They are mounting the drive shaft off of the engine. He's really pleased with how it's coming along.
That's okay.
But Mark's concerned about the relationship between the engine and the fan. If the drive shaft isn't in line, it could spell disaster.
Good enough.
Okay, welded. Okay, I'm going to get myself on the mount there now.
Front mount.
I got to tell you, though, the judge, she no likey either team.
Really?
She doesn't think either team's going to finish in time.
Really?
And that is the honest-to-God truth.
Wow.
Doesn't think it's going to happen.
But you know what? She hasn't been to the junkyard before. We know how it works.
That's
we
true.
Know the last couple minutes, shazam,
that's
and
true.
They're done.
It's like the last minute exam cram.
Yeah.
All right, listen up, teams. You have 3 wheels, but only 1 hour remaining.
No way.
This is your 1 hour time check. Time to put it into high gear.
We're running out of time. We don't have time to finesse this any more than it is already. Slowly got to run 1/8 mile 3 times.
Dirty driver expert Chris is struggling with his engine, so the girls slip out to spy.
You guys don't look like you're working very hard. How come?
Look at this. Leather things hanging from your handlebars and everything.
Don't sit there, my man. Might get a hot seat.
It's got to go up more.
The Amigos haven't got time to socialize. They're too busy setting the car engine into position.
I don't think they like us.
That's level. It's not level. I still think it's about another 1/4 inch. But...
That looks mighty sturdy there.
Ready?
I'll take this off and you push that in. It's going to be one good-looking lowrider.
We have a rolling chassis, folks. All right!
Okay. Yeah, it looks good.
So we need to get the sag out of the frame. So if we can shim it up right here.
We can do that. Let it leave it. Yeah, there you go.
The dirty drivers now have a fragile frame for their turbojet.
I like it. No, I like
Let's chalk it.
And expert Chris has a small surprise for his teammates.
Stand in that and jump up and down a little bit.
All right. You guys did say you wanted to run an afterburner, right?
Yeah,
you
got it. About it.
Here
yeah!
it is.
Here it is. We knew you were working on something hard.
The dirty driver's afterburner will inject additional fuel into the hot exhaust gases coming out of their jet engine. It'll mix with any leftover oxygen, causing further combustion. This could increase the thrust by as much as 50%.
Can I hold your afterburner?
Oh, certainly.
I don't think I've ever seen one this big.
Tell me something. Do all these little bells and whistles, are they going to work on this machine? The red button.
That's going to spark off an ignition box, which is there's going to be a spark plug in the tailpipe,
yeah.
And that's going to spark the fuel off. And when it lights... It's going to go.
That's the proverbial money shot.
We're going to have an on-off here for the engine.
Are you seriously considering riding this thing?
I'm starting to worry. I'm actually starting to worry.
Are you really feeling confident about this?
We got the engine done. We got the afterburner finished.
You did get the afterburner.
Yeah, got that all set, straightened out.
Have you seen that front tire?
Yeah, it's a little bit,
Not only is it a little wonky, but, I mean, you're putting a jet engine with an afterburner, and you have got, you know, a one-inch tire there. I mean,
we'll just put a little extra air in it. It'll be fine.
Attention, teams, in a Junkyard Wars. First, we are going to actually give you 2 extra hours. Just kidding. You have 30 minutes remaining. 30 minutes remaining. So hurry up.
No! No!
Hang it. Cut it.
Something like what?
That buzz.
Cool.
What's under here?
10 minutes, teams! 10 minutes! This is your 10-minute time call!
Oh, hurry up!
10 minutes!
Hurry up! No, no!
I'm just gonna tack weld that.
The only thing I'm really missing is, like, the rumble of the engines. They haven't even tested these things.
Well, Tyler, safety first here in the junkyard.
Right.
I mean, literally, it's too dangerous. There's going to be fire spewing, all kinds of stuff going on, of course, if they work.
That's right. Yeah. Let's hope that they work. Okay, you guys ready to count this thing down?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Tools down, teams! Tools down! Of applause was heard across the valley.
You are done.
Well done, teams. Good job building those machines. Time to give yourselves a pat on the back. Get some rest. Because tomorrow, we race.
We kick butt.
Will the Dirty Driver's turbojet trike made from a trash truck turbocharger and old bicycles hold together under pressure?
And will the Auto Amigos middle-aged motor manage to turn their giant fan fast enough to get their huge thermo jet trike jet propel?
Who'll go down in flames? Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where our two teams have had 10 hours to build their jet-blasting dragster trikes. Now it's time to fire them up and let them go.
We've got the Iguana here.
Okay, Iguana.
It's thermo versus turbo. The Auto Amigos and the Dirty Drivers have got just 1 hour to tinker with their machines.
What we're going to have to do is just going to arc this around and get it aimed back at the igniter.
Each team will get 3 attempts to record the best time down this 8-mile drag strip, and the single fastest time will win. Dirty Drivers!
Yeah!
How you feeling about your vehicle?
Oh, wish it could be a little better. And unfortunately, it looks like this turbocharger is pretty much near the end of its life.
So is that something that can be fixed on the spot?
We're trying. We have 2 strategies right now. One thing is we're not going to try to go as fast as possible. And the second thing is we're going to go without the afterburner at first.
What does the afterburner do to this?
Well, afterburner puts a lot of load on the turbine. Just to be safe, we'll leave that off for the first run. It'll be less wear and tear on the turbine. But that way, at least we get down the track once.
How do you feel about how this race is going
to
go?
It'll be interesting to see.
Win.
Lightweight against heavyweight. This thing rolls so easy. I mean, you can push it with your finger. Look at that.
Well, good luck to you guys. We'll see you on the line.
Thank
have fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Dirty drivers. Auto Amigos. How you feeling?
Oh, feeling good.
What's left to do on your machine?
We're ready to rock.
We're ready to go.
What are we going to see when you spark this baby up on the line?
Well, we're planning to make one pass to just get some numbers in. We're going to go directly on just air jet alone without the burner because we're not sure how long the burner pipe is going to last with the amount of fuel we're pumping in. We've never driven the bike. It's a little bit wobbly. I have no idea how it's going to handle. I honestly have no idea how fast it's going to go. But we're going to do 3 passes, one cold, one with half fuel, and then one with maybe like 3/4 of our full capacity fuel, and we'll just hope for the best.
How does it compare to the yellow one over there?
Nah, they're going to lose.
If they have enough people to push it, it might go.
Oh! Yeah.
No.
That's what we think.
Well, good luck, you guys. Well, can't wait to see you get off the line, huh?
Right. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
The machines look great. However, I do have some reservations. The Dirty Drivers, they are hinging everything on that turbocharger.
Mm.
It's a junkyard turbocharger.
Yeah. If it rattles itself apart, we're talking about catastrophic.
Catastrophic failures. Bits and pieces can go everywhere.
What about the Auto Amigos?
They have a spray bar problem in their afterburner. The machine will go just on the fan by itself.
Right.
Right. However, if they can't get the spray bar going and get the fuel back there into the afterburner, they won't have any real kick.
Who's your money at?
I'm going to go with the Dirty Drivers.
All right, spool me up. Just a little.
The Dirty Drivers are first up. All they need is a blast of compressed air to start their engine, and they'll be ready to go.
But something's wrong.
Shot. Turbocharge is wasted.
Chris has to fix his machine, so it'll be the Auto Amigos first.
Our track team has to light the afterburner with a torch and a bottle of gas.
The track is clear, ready to roll?
It's clear and ready to roll.
Let's do it. Tyler to Karen. Kimberly, the judge, has given us the thumbs up.
Copy that, Tyler. Auto Amigos!
All right, that's
start your engine!
It just sounds like a jet. It really does sound like a jet engine. Okay, yes. Starting very slowly.
Starting very slowly. Starting to pick up.
Come on, kick in that afterburner, yeah, boy. Let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it. Come on, come on.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Better than what I thought.
Now, did he use his afterburners on that?
No, he didn't. What he decided to do was not to try it on this run just to make sure that the vehicle was safe.
Tyler to Karen.
The time was 22.05 seconds.
Now the Dirty Drivers. Chris has doctored his turbo and he's ready to ride.
Attention, Karen, the judge has given us the thumbs up. If you are ready, so are we.
Dirty Drivers, we want to see what you've got. Start your engines and keep your eyes on the Christmas tree.
I feel like an astronaut, but I'm ready.
Just over 22 seconds, that's the time to beat. You can hear the engine,
revving up. It's moving. I'm embarrassed.
That does not sound promising. We can
it's
do
going,
better.
It's going.
Going.
It's going.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, move.
All right.
All right.
So what happened? Chris didn't seem to get any go.
He puttered and he petered out. I think he's also getting a feel for the track and that sort of thing.
Okay.
What do you think you're going to need to do to it?
Wrench.
With the afterburner on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Karen, ears on. Here is the time for the Dirty Drivers. Number one is 27.240 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
Thanks, Tyler.
Good.
You got us by 5 seconds, but we'll make it up on the next run.
Much slower.
Yeah. But again, no afterburner.
No afterburner.
And a little bit tentative, just trying to, feel out the machine.
Yeah, yeah. Give them a couple more runs.
Yeah. And, well, they do have a couple more runs.
Yes, they do.
As long as it sticks together. That's the thing.
Yeah, man. Day for this, woo! Man.
Cool,
nice
man.
Nice run, Chris.
Nice good job. Run.
We did all right.
Now it's time for afterburner.
Now it's a kick butt.
Right.
Amigos, round two.
Auto Amigos! We need you to crank up that engine and then keep your eyes on the Christmas tree.
All right.
All right.
You hear the whine there.
I hear the whine.
Whoa, look at that fireball. Whoa.
Absolutely, Tyler, go ahead.
Run number two for the Auto Amigos.
It's a slower run. The time, 26.5.
Way to encourage again, Jackson.
Just
did it. We got to go faster, right?
Nice job. Excellent. Look at that.
It didn't feel that good. I think we had way too much fuel scheduled in the afterburner for the nozzle size. We took a gamble and we blew it.
For their second run, the dirty drivers are deploying their secret weapon.
What kind of a difference is the afterburner going to make?
Well, the afterburner gave me 40% more power. That's on the average. It should make me go faster.
Time to beat, 22 seconds.
A little bit more than 22 seconds.
A little more than 22 seconds.
The afterburner could cause catastrophic failure in the turbocharger. The dirty drivers are risking everything.
And waiting for the ignition. There we go. Lots of smoke.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Come on, Chris. Oh, he's picking up some speed too, isn't he?
The burner lit. Good run, though. That's a good run.
Okay, the second run, the time for it was
24.78.
A lot of smoke there at the beginning, though, before the dirty drivers took off. What was that all about?
It looks like the afterburner just flat-out malfunctioned.
Really?
Yeah.
The Auto Amigos hold the fastest time, but the margin is only 3 seconds. With one more round to go, there's all to play for. Stick around. The Auto Amigos have the fastest time of just over 22 seconds.
But the dirty drivers are less than 3 seconds behind, and both teams have technical problems.
And the nozzle is very badly damaged. I don't see what we can do other than
cut it off.
We're going to have to cut the end off for here.
Let's cut it.
Can we get some nuts that aren't hot, for crying out loud?
The dirty drivers can't get their afterburner to fire, and before they race, the Auto Amigos need to check their neutered nozzle.
We're there, guys! We're there now!
We got more power!
Yeah, we're ready.
One more run, guys. We gotta do it.
You know, Mark has had two runs. This third one, he can basically kind of open her up and let her go.
Auto Amigos!
Yay!
This is your third and final run. Are you ready?
Yeah. We're ready!
For the last time, start your engine and keep your eyes on the Christmas tree.
Woo! We're ready to rumble.
Let's rumble! Let's go!
Here we go!
All right. Oh, wow. Look at that plume.
This man is completely insane. Official time for run number three for the Auto Amigos
is 20.854 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
I was close. Hard to beat.
Just under 21 seconds is the time to beat.
That's right.
You have one last chance. So pretty much I'm just saying everything is on the line. I just want you to sort of meditate on that before you go in this third run, okay?
We're going to do it.
We knew we were faster when we got here.
Okay. We'll do something about
Sam.
It.
Right on.
Sam.
Go!
We need some special fuel now.
Lucky fuel.
Get the funnel and the allocator.
Get the lucky fuel, man.
The dirty driver's destiny rests in Chris's hands.
Karen, we have got a clear
track. The judge has given three in the green. Let's do it.
Start your engine. Keep your eyes on the Christmas tree.
Here we go.
There we go. He's on his way.
Not so much flames, but lots of smoke out of the back of that thing. Here he comes. Good speed, though. Jeez, now he's picking up. He's all the way.
He opened that thing up.
Wasn't that great?
Drivers!
Dirty Drivers! Tyler to Karen.
Are you ready?
We're ready, Tyler.
An amazing run, very quick.
23.26
seconds for the Dirty Drivers. The winners are the Auto Amigos!
All right!
So, the Auto Amigos burn through to the semifinals. They've beaten the Dirty Drivers with a record time of 20.854 seconds.
What an unbelievable day. A round of applause. All right.
This time, the Auto Amigos turbo jet-powered lowrider. Yeah. Right up the track. Congratulations, guys. Nice job.
Thank you.
Here, there you have it. The Auto Amigos have jetted their way through to the semifinals.
And the Dirty Drivers have been gently jettisoned to the outside ring. We'll see you next time
on Junkyard Wars.
Bye.
Yeah.